Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to Rahimi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Next question, Mark Potash.
Hey, Matt, this might seem trivial, but maybe not. Do the increased protocols allow you to still have clubbed up if you win? Because that just doesn't seem like the kind of thing you might want to be having when you're having a COVID outbreak.
Yeah, that's a great question.
He hasn't had that pressure of Potsy and those guys coming at him, like, you know, grilling him post-game. How does he react then?
That is the open for Mark Potash, the Sun-Times columnist, the founder of markpotash.net. He joins us right now via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today, and he's on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Mark, this was a Mark Grody request to have you on, and I'm glad he did it because we like having you on talking Bears. So thanks for joining us.
Well, I appreciate it, Layla. It's kind of a weird existence being kind of half in and half out. I'm not sure how much I like that, but I'm making the most of it, and I appreciate you having me on.
Of course. We love to have you on and love your work. I think I want to start actually with the open we just heard. If Club Dub were to be a celebration again, and I feel like we've seen a lot of Bears locker room celebrations, this might be the season to bring it back.
You know, it's been that kind of season. It's a difficult thing, actually, because you bring things. There are a lot of things that are similar to that 2018 season, which was a great season, but not only didn't end well, but also didn't have any sustainability with Matt Nagy. There's no doubt that Ben Johnson is doing many of the same things. This has a 2018 feel to it when Matt Nagy was riding high. But the important point is, and I'm sure we'll get to this, is that this is a much different team. It's a much different culture. I hate to use that cliche. Mm. But what he's doing right now, what the Bears are doing now, to me, seems a lot more sustainable than in 2018 when they pretty much rode a defense that even the Bears with Vic Fangio were probably not going to be able to replicate in 2019. This team has a chance to be actually better next year than this year on both sides of the ball. So I think that's probably the big difference with 2018. But to your point, yeah, this is the feel is absolutely the same. I'm not in the building anymore like I was, but I can just tell that it's the same thing as the Bears had in 2018 when they're doing Club Dub.
Agreed.
Mark, I'm glad you brought that up, because as a guy who was almost this close to being the Bears official historian, I need to know what you think is sustainable from what you've seen this year compared to that 2018 team, which, let's say 10 games into that, you're probably looking at it very differently than you were 2 years later. I mean, what is it you can see through 10 games that you really think can take hold here?
Well, for one thing, I think the coach is better. The coach has done this before. Matt Nagy was good in 2018, but he hadn't done it before like Ben Johnson has. So there's that feeling that Ben Johnson knows what he's doing. He's done it before. I just think they have a better coach. They have a better quarterback. I mean, Mitch Trubisky was technically in the Pro Bowl as an alternate that year, but even at his best, he was not as good as Caleb Williams has been this year, and Caleb Williams is just scratching the surface. I think you can all see that. He might not become that elite quarterback that everybody wants him to be, but even if he just stays where he is, the Bears are going to be a playoff contending team with him a quarterback, even in this state, whereas with Trubisky, you needed a lot of things to go right, and he never took that next step. So I think that right off the bat, I go back to the same old things when we compare all the previous, one-year, one-hit wonders that the Bears have had, is that the better coach, better quarterback, that I think that's where you start. And also on the defense, like I said, compared to 2018, that defense, like I said, if Vic had stayed, was not going to be better the next year. It was unlikely to sustain what they did. And this defense, although they are, riding high with the interceptions that can come and go, they have a lot of room for growth. This is not really a great defense, but they're making the most of it. So that's why I think that there's just much more sustainability here. And I'll be honest, I look at this. I know there's a lot of questions. Can the Bears make the playoffs? This and that. Maybe just my age or whatever, but I look at this more from a big picture perspective. I think the Bears are going to, whether they make the playoffs or not, I think they're going to be have the arrow pointing up much more this year, than they did in previous years, like in 13 and in 18. So I look at this as all gravy maybe at this point.
But I know where
you're
going.
I think they're doing well enough now that the arrow is going to be pointing up at the end of the year, whether they make it or not.
Yeah, that's really interesting because that's sort of where we are right now, Potsy. Development of a young team that you want to build some sort of a sustained success. And, oh my God, as you said, gravy, they're winning. So we've had those conversations, and I'm still, I think I'm like you. Of course I want to see the Bears win, but I am just as interested in seeing this team get better and the quarterback develop and the offensive line come together and try to figure out a way to get to the quarterback. So we're on the same page as we often are. This segment with Mark Potash is being brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric for all the right reasons. Call 866-4-SEASONS. Talking to Mark Potash of the Sun-Times here on Raheem Harris and Grody on the Score. How you feeling about this game? Bears versus Steelers along the lakefront Sunday at noon.
Well, I feel like it's a game the Bears should win. This is, if the Bears are, this is what kind of an in-between game. It's better that they're playing a better team than they've played before, but not quite the best teams like the Eagles, maybe even the Packers that they're going to come up against, and maybe the Lions. Not quite. It won't be the litmus test like those will be, but it's still a better team and a well-coached team and a team that wins at this time of the year, and I think it's a good test. But I think the way the Bears are set, the way they're running right now, I think it's a game. I think it's a game that they should win. Mm. And Mark, let me make one other point.
Yeah.
Since you brought up the playoff thing, because I have almost a counterpoint to my own point on making the playoffs. I don't think they need to make the playoffs, but I will say this: if they make the playoffs, this is not just to get in the playoffs and have that experience like you see with building teams. If the Bears get in the playoffs, they are going to be a threat. I mean, they're going to be a threat to go far. Not just because they're ascending, but because the league kind of is coming back to them. It's a very mediocre league right now. And so I would say I don't want to make one point without making the other, that I don't think they necessarily have to make the playoffs to kind of confirm that they're on the right track. But on the other hand, if they do make the playoffs, they're not just there for show or just for being there. I think they will be a threat because of the quarterback and the coach.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Mark Potash joining us, Sun-Times columnist, founder of markpotash.net. And I want to follow up with what you just said, because that's what I see when I look around. Who's really scaring you? And the best part is, with the way the schedule lays out, we'll know what they look like against the Detroit Lions back half of the season, last game of the season. We'll know next week against the Philadelphia Eagles. And we've seen all the teams they've already taken down. Outside of the specific challenge of the top tier of the NFC West, It seems like they should be in a game against everyone.
Yeah, Marshall, the thing I'm going to be looking at in the next couple hours is the injury report, because I think the Bears are winning the war of attrition. You saw Sam Laporta is out for the year. Mm-hmm. The Bears' playoff chances and their chances of winning the NFC North just improved right there.
Yeah,
and their chances of winning that last game against Detroit just improved. The Bears are in a state right now where they have potential to get healthier if they get Jalen Johnson back, if they get Kyler Gordon back. But on the other hand, they also have some injuries at linebacker, offensive tackle, that could go the other way. So I think the most important battle for the Bears at this point, especially when they're playing 13 consecutive weeks in a row, 13 consecutive weeks, is to win the war of attrition. I think that's going to be as big a battle as any.
We're talking to Mark Potash of the Sun-Times and also markpotash.net. Here I'm Raheemi Harrison-Grody on 670 The Score. And I would like to preview our 1 o'clock hour with you, Mark, since you're here. Aaron Rodgers is, I think, without a doubt, not just a villain to the Bears, but a villain in the NFL. And it makes me realize after he's gone that not only do we perhaps have a lack of a villain of that power, I think, in the league, and especially in the NFC, but also it got me thinking about other hated Chicago sports villains. So where does your mind take you down the path when you hear me bring this stuff up? What comes to mind for you?
Well, it's hard to do on the spot, especially for me, but I'll try. There's nobody like Aaron Rodgers, because there's been nobody that good who has also been a villain. I mean, you know, Mike Schmidt was a Cub killer, but nobody disliked Mike Schmidt. He was good, you know? Yeah. So, and I'm dating myself with that, I know.
That's kind of the vein that we were thinking about.
Go Eugenio Suarez. How about that? Eugenio Suarez.
John Starks. Dennis Rodman.
Lambeer.
But like Starks tried, yeah. but the problem is for Starks that he was still on the losing end, you know?
Right. And that's just it. Aaron Rodgers beat the Bears. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is just untouched, is a villain. And, and he's also got that kind of personal thing with Chicago he kind of makes it personal on several fronts, I guess. And that's always interesting to me. But no, you can't top Aaron Rodgers, because not only was he a villain, but he beat the Bears just so acutely and so, you know, singularly. Just it was him. He always made the play. There's really nobody off the top of my head. I can't think of a player that the Bears have hated. It's always been like some Packer, like was it Mark Lee back in the 80s, the guy who drove Peyton over the...
How about Charles Martin? That starts at Charles Martin. Charles Martin was the one who...
Yeah, Charles Martin.
We're going to go back that far. Yeah.
But the Bears always won those. Yeah, that was the Ditka era, and the Bears always won those. So, you know, you watch that one game in Green Bay, I think it was 85, and... it's very easy to watch because the Bears end up finding a way to win that game, and they dominated that era. Not so much with Aaron Rodgers. So I don't know. I'll be honest. I'd have to think about it to think of the other villains. But safe to say, nobody who even compares to Aaron Rodgers.
It's okay, Mark. We're doing this in the 1 o'clock hour, and we've already gotten some submissions. I think Jim Edmonds is a good one. I feel like he kind of was a villain to the rest of the league as well. But I didn't mean to put you on the spot. But if you think about it, you know, and you want to get back to us, our show is open for you too anytime.
But it is hard. Yeah, you know why it's hard, guys? Because, and I understand the struggle, because I thought this would be easy too. Like I was like, oh, I'll have this at 1 o'clock. But it's hard to think of guys who are good against our teams in Chicago, simultaneously dislikable. You know what I mean? Like Albert Pujols destroyed, you mentioned Mike Schmidt. Albert Pujols, another guy that just tortured the Cubs, but he wasn't unlikable. You know what I mean?
Like he wasn't running his mouth.
Yeah. Right.
Aaron Rodgers
right.
is running his mouth.
And Jim Edmonds is a good one by Layla because he was just kind of a bag. You know what I mean? Like you felt
that on broadcasts, actually.
Yeah, and he was a Cub too. And everybody loved Jim Edmonds when he was a Cub. But
No, the worst guys, I think, are the guys who have the games of their lives against the Bears, like Edgar Bennett. And then when they come here, they're nowhere near. They're just a shell.
Seriously, that's a great example.
That's why I
example.
Think the C.J. Gardner-Johnson thing is so interesting to me, because he was a guy who was potential to do that. You know, he was such a pain to the Bears in those two games in 2020, but he's been even better with the Bears than he was against them. That's a rarity. So, good for him.
No, he's been a great addition, and I think it just speaks to the competence level of who's in charge right now on this team.
It's kind of funny how, like, you know, that's one of the best moves that Ryan Poles has made, but it was kind of made out of desperation. Sometimes that's the way it works. You know, you do all this planning to draft guys like Trapillo, who's a backup, and then, you know, out of desperation, you make, you know, make your best moves. And I think Poles has gotten better at that, at kind of those midstream things now. But of course, and having the team he has kind of helps. But it's just interesting how it kind of works out like that. But yeah, I think he's been great. I like anybody who has his record. I've mentioned it many times. He's like 71 and 22 in games he's played in the NFL. And I just like on several different teams. I just like guys who always find themselves on winning teams. It's more than just coincidence to me. And I think even though he's kind of like a bad guy or a difficult guy to manage, I think he's a winner. I think there's a reason why he's always on winning teams.
How about Lenny Dykstra? Anybody on the early 80s Mets?
We can't give away the entire 1 o'clock and 1:20 segments.
Everybody's
texting in. Guys, I need you to hold it for an hour and a half. Okay?
We'll refresh. It's a more difficult exercise than I thought it would be.
You opened this Pandora's box.
I know, but I wanted to get Mark's opinion.
Yeah.
Don't forget AJ Pierzynski. He was a bad guy against the White Sox, but he was just as bad a guy against everybody else when he was with the White Sox. So.
Yes, agreed. But yeah, if
those
you're a pitcher, you love to have him as part of your battery. That was for sure.
Starks was a Bull. Johnny Starks. He was a Bull. People remember that? That was
2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks. It was a Bull.
Well, Mark Potash, we always appreciate the time. Like I said, call us anytime if that jogs your memory. But I figured we would cheat a little before 1 o'clock and ask you.
Well, I appreciate it, Layla, Marshall, Mark. Good to talk to you guys.
Thanks, Mark.
Bye, Mark. Hopefully you'll come on the Take the North podcast someday with us.
All I need is an invitation, my man.
There it is.
He loves to say that, Mark Brody.
He does. That's your invitation.
You're getting one, Potsy. We can't wait. Weedsy and I always talk about you. We reference you on the podcast. So I promise you we will be having you on soon if you will be so nice as to join us.
I'm going to have to start listening again.
Oh, man.
Oh, snap.
Shots fired.
Mark Potash. You can also find him on X at Mark Potash. Thanks for taking the time.
See you, Mark.
See ya.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Potsy. That is Mark Potash. As we mentioned, coming up next, it is halftime. I have something for you, Mark Grody.
What?
I have been given a gift. I was told to deliver it. And I have to tell you guys about the time I had in Oak Forest. It was really fun.
On the day that Mark comes in here demanding gifts out the break, have something for him?
I have a gift.
You should almost hold it back.
Where's the three wise men? I want my gifts.
That's hilarious. Here we are. Mark's like, oh, give me gifts. And then we're like, here's two bears. You're wearing a shirt Marshall gave you. A listener carved wood for you with his bare hands.
Yes, Mark, man. Greedy. I rest my case.
Where's my Devlin McGregor mug that somebody mailed me?
I gave you a thermos for your coffee.
You did. It's such a good thermos.
That's a good point. I forgot about the thermos.
Gifts for Mark.
Now that I think about it, Lawrence Holmes gave me a Remy Martin like man bag.
Oh, that's right.
I
have my Remy Martin bag, and inside it is the gift.
Oh,
so
I can't
I'm going to tell everybody about the time I had last night. It was a lot of fun. And I come bearing gifts. We'll do it next for halftime.
Sick.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.